Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Well, just an abysmal series by the Phillies in New York. One of the lower points of the year. Not record-wise, but just how it made you feel. I mean, my God.
I love this 90s feel.
You going to give us 90s right music, here. James?
Obviously, yeah, I have to. Yeah. I'm going to try and not steal answers with it, but yeah. I'm going to do the best I can.
Okay, that's fair. Ben Davis, who was like a stud athlete in the 1990s. So much so that he was the number two pick in a baseball draft in 1996. Ben in studio with us right now.
Ben Davis in studio brought to you by CJ's Tire and Auto. 18 convenient locations. We keep things moving. CJTire.com.
From one stud athlete to another. Good morning, Ben.
Top of the morning to you.
And all hail Jack Fritz with his performance in the race. Holy mackerel, buddy.
Joe, I come bearing gifts.
I appreciate that. Is it a rocket booster?
No, it's not a rocket booster, but on my recent road trip, we went to Texas and Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And then D.C. I brought some bath salts
for you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir.
So I have these. I was in the hotel, and I saw them, and I'm like, who the hell would use these? And I said, oh, Joe DeCamera. Wow,
you're very kind. You
know, that's a highfalutin hotel.
I brought a couple for you.
Thank you, sir. You're very kind, man. I mean, Ben, that's...
The bath salt at the hotel.
Much appreciated, sir.
How could you possibly resist using them yourself,
Ben? I know, right? I mean, I will say, the one in your right hand, Joe, that one smells very good.
Oh! Okay. Do you mind if I smell?
Yeah, I got it a little bit.
It smells very good, yeah. So,
okay. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Always thinking of you.
Thank you, man.
Always thinking of you.
Thank
you,
man.
You know
what
I
mean?
I feel like we haven't discussed Joe in the... that sounds so weird to say, in the bath lately. No. Are you still taking baths?
Yeah, but
much,
typically less in the summer.
Right.
So there's two factors. One, I'm so busy these days.
Yeah.
And I get outside a lot more than wintertime when it's, you know, dark at 5:30 and all that stuff. And then two is I haven't been in a good groove with a book lately.
Mm.
And so, you know, and normally I can get in 7 or 8 straight good books, but I've been really struggling over the last couple of months.
Oh, book rut is very real.
Try a fiction book. It's very, very real. You can't, I was reading this long fantasy and I just bailed on it. I was like, I can't get into this. You have to.
Sometimes you have to. Ben, like people probably did with the Phillies game around the 5th inning last night.
That what a segue.
What a stinker, man.
Yeah, it was not ideal.
My God.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, you know, I watched on Tuesday night, I'm in the newsroom watching the game, and then I was like, you know, let me go look at some film on this Nolan McLean guy.
Yeah.
And I went, uh-oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I went, uh-oh, no.
And then, so that was his third start at the major league level. And so you went back and you saw the two previous?
I saw the two previous starts. I watched highlights, and I went, oh, no.
He still hasn't given up a run in his three starts. He's been nasty.
He's got a .89 ERA.
Yeah. Oh, you gave up one run? I thought you gave up any.
No, he gave up point. So, it's a .89. The thing is, he's the first Mets rookie to ever go 3-0 in his first three starts of the season, of his career.
Why is it what he does makes the ball do things differently than when I've seen other people try to do this stuff? Like, it seems to be that it's changing trajectory later than other pitchers that I've seen, and it's changing more than other pitchers that I've seen. And when you put those two together, it's almost, I mean, dare I say, comical at times. But there was one pitch. There was one pitch yesterday.
The one to Kepler. Was ridiculous. And Kepler looked up at the board, and he was like, what just happened?
I think he was standing there in disbelief.
100%.
He had never seen the ball move that way.
So do you let the Phillies a little bit more off the hook because of that, Ben?
I do. Oh, but I'm tired of saying it. Right. I do let them off the hook. Because the guy shoved. But I'm tired of saying it. It's like, oh, he was really good last night.
Yeah, it's enough already.
He was really good.
Right.
At some point, they got to hit these guys.
Yeah.
The Mets are bringing up another top prospect today, too. Tom.
No, he's pitching tomorrow.
Oh, is it tomorrow? Yeah. But this kid, he's got a, in AAA this year, he has a 1.43 ERA. Ready for this? 179 strikeouts in 113 innings.
Yeah, that's dominant.
Wow. He's awesome.
Yeah. He's supposed to be better than the guy last night.
Yeah, he's supposed to be better than McLean. The kid they're bringing up is supposed to be better than McLean.
Well, that could change the division, you know, for the future, obviously. And the present.
And look, it does kind of, and injury is part of it, but it does parallel with Painter not coming up. Right. Like, if you look at it that way, like, Painter's supposed to help this team. They need him because of the Wheeler thing.
Yep.
The Mets are bringing up these kids who are helping him.
Let's get a lot of calls in here. 215-592-9494. Remind you, Radiothon rolls on. Super Bowl experience, which is two tickets to the Super Bowl that includes airfare and hotel accommodations, $26,000. $26,000. Goff with Saquon and Jason Kelce together at Trout National, $47,750. The next morning, you also get Goff with Brian Westbrook. That is unbelievable. Let's go to Max in Delaware. Check out EaglesRadiothon.com for all the items. Please bid as generously as you can. Max in Delaware. Max, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Max, almost to St. Louis right now, actually.
But wow. Whoa.
Been hitting I-70 pretty hard. So, anyway.
Keep on rolling. Look, man,
yeah, rolling, man, rolling. Good Lord, this Phillies team, they are like, I love this team. Like, I really do. Like, I genuinely, the players in 22, they reminded me of like the 04 Red Sox, this kind of weird eclectic group of guys that you felt like, you know, you could sit at the bar and drink a beer with. And I genuinely want these guys to win a World Series, this group of guys, so badly. But it's like they're the only thing they're consistent at is being inconsistent, and they drive you so crazy. It's like, are they a power team? Are they a small ball team? You know, it's like a few series ago, they're doing all the right things. They're bunting, they're stealing bases, they're hitting it through the gap, they're sacrifice flies. You're like, all right, this is what they're supposed to be doing. This is how they win games. Then this Mets series, like, I'm not, you know, burning the ship or anything. I'm cautiously optimistic with these guys. I think that they can be okay. Like Joe, I think, man, they can win the World Series, but like, who are they going to be when that time comes? And that's been the problem with this group.
Yep.
You know, it's like, you cannot put a pin on them. You don't know who they are. I don't know if they know who they are. The thing with Bryce and the cleats and all that stuff, when he first got up to bat, I saw the cleats and I was like, oh, man, those are kind of cool looking, you know, black cleats that are whatever they were supposed to be. And then they said the reason that they were wearing them, or he was wearing them, I was like, oh, man. I was like, he better have a hell of a game. They better win, because if not, this is going to not bode well for him. I don't really – it doesn't bother me.
No, I got you. But, Max, back to your first point, I said something earlier today, and I'll stand by it, and I think it'll resonate with a lot of people. They consistently remind you why it's hard to really believe. Like, we all know that – I mean, I shouldn't say we all know. Many of us know they could win the World Series. They might win the World Series. But, man, they give you a lot. They give you a lot that says, probably not going to happen. They consistently give you a lot that says it's probably not going to happen.
Obviously, the recency bias with the Mets series is making us feel that way. And just like you guys were talking about last week, it's all, we're super high because of the Seattle series. And it's like, oh, yeah, this is it. And then they rip us right back down with the Mets series. But they're not the only team that does this.
No, they are not. No, that's right.
It's consistent with baseball. It's who is going to be hot at the right time. Yeah. And to me, it's two seasons. There's before the All-Star break, and there's after the All-Star break. As long as you're around 500 at the All-Star break, I don't like when they peak too soon. I thought they were on the perfect trajectory this year. They were coming into the All-Star break playing well, but they weren't too hot like last year.
Yep.
And then, you know, late July and the beginning of August, you're like, man, here we go. We're hitting our stride at the right time.
No, listen, Max, you're making a lot of great points.
Of great points here.
I need you to call more often. You're a great caller. Give me who or what is quintessential 90s.
All right, TGIF.
Big answer.
Boy, does that resonate with me. Devin, you would have loved it. I know you were too young.
I remember TGIF.
You do? Well, you must have gotten the
heyday.
You didn't get the heyday.
Like you're talking about the TV lineup?
Family Matters and Full House and Perfect Strangers back in the day.
Yeah,
and all of
I was too young to enjoy it like live, I guess. But I did love Full House when it re-aired.
Sure.
Full House, Boy Meets World, those were my two 90s shows.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, if you were about 12, 13 in the early 90s, 14 years old, like you weren't yet going out on a Friday, Saturday night. This was a Friday night.
It was everything.
It was.
I cared so much. I really did care so much about it.
Family Matters was awesome. You don't think about Family Matters much anymore.
Not enough. Yeah, I agree. Other than Urkel. Urkel will come up every once in a while. That's about it.
Solid show, to say the least. TGIF was a thing. All right, hope you're having a great start to your Thursday morning. I know this. Unless you had some action going last night, and I'm not talking the betting type, around 10:30 or 11 p.m., you did not have a good end of your night because the Phillies gave us a real stinker. And it wasn't just a one-game stinker.
It wasn't even a good beginning of the night. It was over quick, right? It felt like.
That's right. That thing was over at 8:30. It was a three-game stinker, so it had a compounding effect, which was brutal to watch. But look, they still have a good record, but that was bad. That was really bad. They remind you why it's hard oftentimes to fully believe in them. So a lot of reaction to the Philly series and what it means and where they go from here. Also, the Eagles. The season starts in a mere 7 days, which is great. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, we got Ben Davis, James, and Devin today. Ree will be back next week. And then also the Eagles Radiothon. Reminder to you, eaglesradiothon.com is the website. And you can actually, a lot of these things are you got to bid. Highest bidder is you know, who gets it. But there's also things like the T-shirts that you can just get. $30. $30 donation purchases you a T-shirt, Eagles Radiothon T-shirt designed by Cooper DeJean and Reed Blankenship. So get that if you can. Of course, available at eaglesradiothon.com. We remind you, later in the program, we will talk at 8:30 to Zach Bond, 8:45 Cooper DeJean, 9 o'clock Devontae Smith, and 9:45 Howie Roseman. So a lot of stars up ahead on the program today. Speaking of stars, I hope I'm a star athlete. I know this. I'm not. But I'm doing the best that I can. I'm going to put everything I can into basketball now that it's 2-2. Jack, Ike, and Spike have talked an awful lot about what went down in the race, what's up ahead in basketball. Let's go back to earlier in the week. Jack was actually off at this point, but Spike was laying down the law. This is before the run. But Spike felt confident that Jack would win the run. He did. Early in the week, Spike laid down the law about an aspect of hoops as it relates to Fritz. Here's what he said.
I just want to, if Jack is listening, for anyone listening, I want you to prepare yourself for this. If he loses in basketball, I do not care what the Eagles are doing. I am spending a day. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care if they beat the Cowboys 75-0. I don't care if they lose 75-0.
Rod may care.
Yeah, well, Rod, I'm telling you right now, if Fritz loses to DeCamera in basketball, that is what I'm talking about that day. I'm breaking down every point, and I've said to Jack, if you play defense in an aggressive way, Joe can't win this.
All right, so there's a lot into it, but I'll say this. There's an aspect of the race that I think sets up well for me in basketball.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Which is the shame that Fritz will feel and the ridicule he'll get from the Delaware Valley if he loses to me in basketball, given how thoroughly he beat me in the race.
I think that hurts you.
About that
no, it hurts me within the game, but if I pull off the victory.
Oh, if you pull off the win, it's big. But
it's
I think what Spike just did right there was the smartest thing Spike could have done. Uh-huh. I think that is the number one thing that would motivate Jack.
What's that?
Hey, we're going to spend an entire day crushing you if you lose. We're not talking Eagles. 4-hour show. Everyone's just killing you. I honestly think that was the smartest thing Spike could have done. I honestly do.
Yeah, I get it. Practice or get a coach. Imagine if Jack got coached up to the same
degree.
Imagine
if he did. All right, we got a couple announcements related to the hoops, which we'll get to this hour, or at least in the next hour, I should say. Let's talk to Shil Kapadia right now, because the Eagles play in 7 days. And Shil, of course, does wonderful work with The Ringer. We're also very happy to announce that Shil, we don't have the day and time set yet. We'll get that set in the next couple of days. But Shil will be back with us as a weekly guest once again this football season. And Shil, I got to tell you, since you joined the show as a weekly contributor in the fall, I mean, other than that 2020 thing, man, they make the playoffs every year. You're a good luck charm.
Not only do they make the playoffs, Joe, but year one was 2017. So we have 8 years, 2 Super Bowls, 3 Super Bowl berths. I mean, you guys are stuck with me. You lose me, and you know people are calling in week 4 if they're 1-3, and they're going to be blaming you. So
Shil's like a professor with tenure.
I love it.
We can't get rid of him anymore.
Well, that's a mere 1% of why we keep Shil around. We love his insight. So for those that don't know, and I think most do, but we bring Shil on sort of midweek when he's had a chance to tremendously digest the coach's tape and give us a real thorough report of what he's seen from the Eagles' offense and defense in the prior game and then obviously what it means up ahead for the future game. So, Shil, we love having you on the program. Let's talk some Eagles football, my man. Let's start with Marcus Epps. This news might have escaped a few people. It happened yesterday. It's interesting. The Eagles brought back Marcus Epps, who was a starter, and I would say a solid starter. Not a great starter, but a solid starter 2022 season. Where does he fit in to a now crowded safety room? Who's the starter?
Yeah, and I don't know if Vic Fangio would agree that it's crowded when he's cycling through these guys in the secondary and wondering who can he trust.
Let me say this. Notice I didn't say particularly good at the other safety spot, but there's a lot of options, hence the crowdedness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think, the rookie Drew Makuba has the hamstring injury, so I'm sure that is adding some uncertainty to this. I thought after the nice preseason game he had that he would be the starter next to Reed Blankenship, but if he can't go, now you look at it, and is it going to be Sidney Brown? I think this move might suggest that they have some concerns about that, whether they want to throw him out there in week one. Now, I will say this. This is a complicated defensive scheme, and Marcus Epps has not played in this scheme and has not had those practice reps, and these are guys, the safeties, who have to do a lot for Vic Fangio. So I would be surprised if he came in right away and started for them next week against the Cowboys, but I think you want to get him up to speed, add some depth, and who knows, maybe he's an option down the line, specifically if Makuba deals with these injury issues.
Sheil, is there any sense that you got from him last year or talking to people around the league? Did he get worse since leaving the Eagles 2 years ago? Because I'll just tell you this, and I get your point about week one, maybe he doesn't play right away, but the Marcus Epps I saw three seasons ago now, I thought was a solid player who should be better than these two other guys, unless Makuba grows into it fast and emerges and is your guy for the future, which is entirely possible. Did he get worse? Was he banged up? Is he the same level of player, or is there a drop-off, and is that why he was recently cut?
Yeah, I think it was injury last year. So his first year with the Raiders, I thought he was okay. And then last year, tore his ACL. I think he only appeared in four games. So he's battling back from that. This offseason, goes to New England, spends training camp there, and doesn't make the roster there. There were some conflicting reports about whether he has to be released or whether they were just not going to keep him on the roster anyway. So I think he's a veteran coming back from an injury, looking for a spot. And this is not uncommon in the NFL, but I'm with you. If you told me, hey, you can get the same guy you got in 2022, I would say that's a reliable starter. He's not going to wow you. He's not going to kill you, but that might be a nice option for this Eagles team. So that might be what they're thinking once they get him in and see how healthy he is and see how he fits with this scheme.
Sheil, in your mind, who's the best option to start at cornerback in base opposite Quinyon Mitchell?
Oh, man, that's I feel like I spent a lot of hours talking about that question this summer, and I change my mind every week, and I don't have a great answer. I think Ja'Quarian Bennett, if I was looking at it, and if you're comfortable that he knows what he's doing in this scheme and you're not worried about him making mental mistakes, he feels like the guy right now that might give you the best shot. Adoree Jackson has the experience, so maybe I'm wrong about that, but Bennett was a starter last year. He wasn't, an all-pro, but he was an okay starter for the Raiders last year. You traded for him for a reason. I imagine when they made that trade, they were going to Vic Fangio and saying, hey, we're thinking about taking one of your depth defensive tackles and trading for a corner. Do you like this guy? And Fangio said yes. I mean, that would be my guess, given what they were dealing with at the time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would go with Ja'Quarian Bennett at this moment in time.
How concerned are you, and this is not really talked about much, we're jumping right into full speed football. I know that the team knows what they're doing with the whole medical aspect of it all, but how are you in any way, Sheil, worried that we're just jumping right into full speed football? I'm thinking about this in terms of like Zach Bond. I didn't even see him practice. I don't know how much he practiced other than walking through. And now, next week, in 1 week's time, these guys are expected to go out there and lay it down for, 60 minutes. How concerned does that make you?
Yeah, there's a trade-off that teams around the NFL are dealing with in recent years, and we talk about it a lot in the summer, and it's the trade-off you're talking about. How concerned are you about players? You want them to get at least a possession, two possessions in the preseason so that they're not hitting somebody for the first time in week one versus staying healthy. And I think we know where the Eagles land on that, and it's hard to complain about it when they had 21 to 22 starters available in the Super Bowl last year, when in 2022 they were extremely healthy, and that was a big reason why they got to the Super Bowl and had a chance to win it there. So I think they're comfortable with that, but it's not that your concern is invalid. I mean, they could come out and some of those guys who haven't practiced and haven't played, could they show a little rust in week one early on? Could there be a missed tackle here or there? Yeah, those things are obviously possible. I think you just look at it, the big picture, and they're willing to deal with that kind of thing. And I don't blame them. I think it is the right thing to do, but it doesn't mean that what you're saying is incorrect.
Yep, totally agree. It leaves them a little vulnerable in September, but seems to help in the long run. Sheil, one of the reasons we love having you on, you really cover the entire league and you look at film on the entire league. Let's talk about the NFC and threats. So I think it's very obvious the other truly great team last year in the NFC was the Detroit Lions until they got injured and were a lesser than. But they were legit. I mean, we should never forget that. Now, they lost players like every team loses after a season. Is it the Lions or a different team that you think is the greatest threat to the Eagles within the conference?
Yeah, it's wide open, the NFC this year. It's really interesting. You know, the AFC, I think you look at those top three teams and you say, we know who we're dealing with. The NFC is different. I would put the Lions in that conversation, but they do have questions. You're right. I mean, they were 15-2 last year, but they lost both coordinators. And we've seen that in Philadelphia, that is not an easy thing to replace when both your coordinators leave. They lost multiple veteran offensive linemen. So I wouldn't be surprised if they took a little bit of a step back. I still think they're going to be a good team. And then sort of the wild card team here that I've had my eye on this summer is the 49ers. And it's not that I think they're going to be a great team or a juggernaut or a team like we saw a couple of years ago, but they have the easiest schedule in the entire NFL when you look at it. And so I look at that and them bouncing back from last year and still having some key pieces on offense. I know they've had some injuries this summer, and I think that's a team that, you know, just keep an eye on early in the season. Are they beating up on an easy schedule and piling up some wins? Because we know the Eagles have one of the hardest schedules in the NFL. So that is a big, big difference.
Sheil, how much of a threat, I mean, they're a threat, but how much of a threat is Washington within the division of the Eagles? How close do you think Washington is to the Birds?
You know, if you looked at it roster-wise and said, you know, take the 53 versus their 53, it's not close to me. The Eagles are far and away a way better team than the Washington Commanders. But I'm a Jaden Daniels fan. I think if you watched him last year, I mean, this guy has a chance to be one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL, his scrambling ability, his passing ability. And so we've seen in the NFL that a great quarterback can make up for flaws on the rest of the roster. So I still got the Eagles above them, but I do think that Daniels is just kind of that, you know, his second year, a lot of times we see quarterbacks make that leap, and he was already so good as a rookie. So there's a chance they come back down to earth and they're not nearly as good as they were last year, but there's also a chance that he emerges as just one of the stars in the NFL, and they become tough to deal with.
Speaking of passing, let's talk about our passing game. Jahan Dotson took a major step in the right direction, I think, during this camp, and made a lot of plays. But Darius Cooper and John Metchie, they feel like they can be competitive for some playing time. What do you make of those guys, Sheil? What do you make of this receiving core? It does feel a lot different than what we got accustomed to, you know, last year.
Yeah, I'm with you. It feels deeper than it's been the past few years as well. We know they've got the stars in A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, and those guys are going to get the big share of the targets, as they should. But it feels like you're better equipped to withstand if there's a hamstring injury or someone's out for a couple of weeks or the depth. So, yeah, I'm interested to see with Jahan Dotson, you know, building off of last year's Super Bowl and then having a nice training camp. I think that's been a very encouraging sign that he feels like someone who maybe Jalen Hurts will be willing to throw the football to more and will be willing to rely on more than maybe he did last year. And then Cooper, I was really impressed with. You know, I try not to get carried away with practice and the preseason, but man, every time I looked up, he was making plays. He has the look of a guy that knows what he's doing. And more importantly than that, when the veterans on the team start talking about a guy like the way they were talking about Darius Cooper, that's when you kind of know it's real. So I think they're deep there. John Metchie, it didn't necessarily work out with him in Houston. He hasn't had big production, but again, I think he's a smart, reliable, tough player. I mean, John, there's this clip that circulated when they signed him. He's blocking T.J. Watt in the run game. I mean, it's incredible. So he'll get in there. He's not the biggest guy, but in terms of culture, doing the dirty work, he fits that mold too.
He'll, the Jalen thing, everyone's got an opinion, and people's opinions differ. As this season's getting near starting, where do you settle on the greatness or goodness of Jalen Hurts, where he ranks, and how he projects for the years to come?
Yeah, I haven't done, you know, full ranking because I would need specific context. What are we talking about? One game? Are we talking about last season, this season? I would just say, you know, his job in this offense, it's hard to think that in that NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, anyone, any other quarterback in the NFL would have done a better job than he did in those two games. Now, if you said the entire season, yeah, we know they were ups and downs. We don't need to revise history. We're on the record last year when I called in every week that this passing game is not great week to week. So I think his sort of superpower is he does prioritize winning over everything else. And I think if you're an Eagles fan, that's all you want from your quarterback. I mean, he turned the football over early last season, and they said, Jalen, we're not playing that way anymore. We are running the football more than any team in the NFL. And some quarterbacks would be like, what are you talking about? I got this big contract. I want to pass the ball. I'm going to be making changes at the line of scrimmage. I want my numbers. And he truly seemed to not care about that. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but that's what it looked like to me. And I think that's his unique skill, is that just mentally he's so focused. What do we need to do to win? That is goal number one. So, yeah, I think they're in a good place with him. I think they're going to have to pass the ball probably a little bit more this year when you just look at how defenses are going to play them. And I think they're positioned to do that well. Not to say it's going to always look pretty, but, I think Jalen Hurts is going to have a really good season.
And when our opponents throw the football, are Aziz Ojulari, Agbo Okoronkwo, and Josh Uche good enough?
You know, it goes back to the cornerback two question to me, John, because last year they were built in a way where the coverage helped the pass rush. It wasn't the other way around. Now, I know in the Super Bowl the pass rush was great, but for most of the season the coverage was so tight and so suffocating that the pass rush had a chance to get home. And that's my one concern with the defense. If that coverage isn't as tight, I do have questions about some of the guys up front and whether they're deep enough and whether they've got enough difference makers with the pass rush. So I think those guys are okay if the coverage is good enough and they're depth pieces, but there's certainly a lot of guys who have to prove themselves there with the edge group. And I would even say, you know, the interior defensive line, I like the first three. The other three defensive tackles on the roster, none of them played a snap last year in the NFL. You know, they've got a rookie and they've got two guys who didn't play last year. So I understand why they did it the way they did. They had to make decisions with the roster. But yeah, I think up front they do have guys who would sort of wait and see if these guys can prove themselves.
Shea, we love having you on the show, man. We look forward to next week and all the weeks, hopefully into February. We'll get your prediction on the season next week. And once again, every week you'll be a guest on the program, which we just love. Thanks, buddy. Stay well, and we'll talk next week.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week. Take care.
All right, Shiel Kapadia from The Ringer. He really does an outstanding job. He really is breaking it down. He's really, really, really good. 215-592-9494. Philly's brutal last night. Let's play the audio of Rob Thompson after the game. You be the judge of whether this answer irritates you. I know it will irritate some. I know others will say it's a reasonable answer. You be the judge on whether he's kind of blowing off the fact that the Phillies lost three in a row to the Mets so in such bad fashion.
Decisively.
I mean, the one game was close, obviously.
Yeah, they came back in the
second game. But does this answer by Rob Thompson irritate you, or do you think it's fair and reasonable, especially for a guy that has to be with those guys for 162 games and you're going to have your ups and downs? Here's what he said.
Times like this, when coming off this, is it helpful sometimes to look at it from 30,000 feet? I mean, you're still four games up. You have a four-game division lead. You know, you're in pretty good shape as far as that goes. Is it sometimes helpful to take the whole big picture?
Absolutely. It's one series. And I know it's against the Mets, but, you know, and admittedly so, we need to play better. But, you know, we will. We got a good club. And that's not going to change.
So there's truth in there. They are a good club. They are going to play better. But, John, does that answer bother you after? Because what we saw what we saw. We know what the last three nights represented. Is that answer too soft, John?
I mean, yeah. For my taste?
Me too.
Yes.
Too soft.
But And I'm furious by the way that I feel does not match the way he is responding, and that makes me even more furious. But
now, coaches, listen, coaches cover. No one covers more than Andy Reid. Andy Reid covers for everybody.
In the grand scheme of things.
Rob Thompson, for what it's worth.
No, I know, but my point is Andy Reid's one of the great coaches this century. So you can cover and be a great coach.
He's not pressing the panic
button. I just want to present that point.
Very clearly, but can he? I don't know for sure that he's fully capable of pressing the panic button when that need arrives, and that's part of my issue. So let's hope that they can bounce back, and I do expect them to. I do expect to. You know, this Brewers series coming up, when how long in the future are we looking? Is it the one after
Monday.
This next one? So starting Monday, is it possible guys are looking ahead, Ben?
No.
So how do you explain Braves team coming in? This Braves team they're swinging the bats unbelievably right now.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's I'm telling you, they get their work cut out for them this weekend.
To the top
Braves, who were just dismissed for dead, are now swinging it.
Yeah.
And
I mean, so are
like
the Mets.
The Mets, great. Like, no, seriously though. This is their season. Like, what else? What other purpose do they have? These guys playing for these teams. It's your chance to show you belong in the major leagues. Hey, and they're having at it. And, you know, much to our chagrin.
No question.
The Topper thing to the Topper audio, I don't mind him doing this in press conferences. He's been doing it all year. It's his style.
Yeah.
I in this series, had a problem with him not coming out when Lizardo got tossed. When Lizardo's yelling at the ump, being like, it's not the minor leagues, wake up and all that, and Topper's just sitting on the bench as his pitcher gets tossed from the game. I know he's already leaving, but like Topper just sit, and this is, I know the whole like managers don't want to get thrown out or there are rules against it, but at some point, like I need this guy to come out on the field and have his guys back. In my opinion, that bothered me a lot more than him defending his guys in a press conference.
And we've seen that before. You know, that's not the first time that type of issues. I mean, it's not the third time. It's not the fifth time. It's come up a number of times. I'd also say in this series, this was a serious Sanchez pitch, right?
First game.
I thought that's the game when he left Sanchez in too long. Was it the sixth
without
inning?
Without a doubt, yeah.
I think it was the sixth inning. He let him start the sixth inning.
No doubt. And then he left for Mano in after that.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. A couple things related to me and Jack and basketball and what's up ahead. We'll get to that shortly. Tom in Abington right now. Good morning, Tom.
Yo, gang. How we doing this morning?
Doing great, Tom.
Fantastic, man. We got the radiothon. We got the Eagles in a week. The Phillies can only go up.
And you got Mr. Incredible there. Top of the morning to you.
And the rest of the day to you, lad.
There it is. Listen, what a disgrace last night. How old was this McLean guy for the Mutts?
I think he's 24.
24. So what kind of path did he take as far as single A, double A, triple A? Because all I do is hear about the Phillies prospects, but we never see him.
Yeah, he got drafted in 23 out of OK State. Johnny, he was quite the football player.
I heard they were talking during the broadcast that he did other sports.
The backup quarterback
every
at OK
season.
State. Threw for over 6,800 yards in high school, 62 touchdowns in high school. He was a two-way player in baseball as well up until double A.
So 2 years, and he's up in the majors. Yeah. And meanwhile, I'm being told by Dombo that Crawford's ready. We just don't have a spot for him.
Well, they want him to play every day, and they don't know if he can do that right now in the big leagues.
But I'll say this, Ben. That, to me, goes out the window in September and October if I'm trying to win a World Series.
I agree.
Like, you know, his development for 2028 or even 2026, to me, is irrelevant if he's better than the guys that can be here and he plays half the
games. Correct.
That tells me they don't think he is.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Tom, I'll say this. I think they got about 2 weeks to get Crawford and Painter up here. And if they're not up here by about September 10th, then I don't think they're coming up. I mean, they're not bringing them up September 28th to, like, play the next week in the postseason.
Right.
Right, Ben? Is 2 weeks fair?
Yeah, I would say 2 weeks is fair. Yeah.
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 Maybe
less than that.
Who comes
maybe
up 5 days before the
maybe 10
the playoff start?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, when it comes to Painter, and Ben, you probably know this better. Like, I honestly gave up on that a couple weeks ago. I assumed that that just wasn't going to happen this season at all. But now the Mets are calling up a lot of their prospects, as we've seen. They're doing well. I just don't know if the Phillies have confidence in Painter since he hasn't been pitching well down in AAA.
Correct. I don't think he's warranted a call-up.
Right. Right. I agree.
I don't think he's warranted.
But they kind of need him now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they could bring a couple guys up, as far as I see.
Well, Tom, look what they did this week. They sent out Ross and Romano, and they bring up two guys you've never heard of. To me, that showed that they're not that high on Painter right now.
Because if they were,
they'd either start getting him ready up here for playoffs in October in the bullpen, or they'd have him up here now to be a starting pitcher, and they'd slide Taiwan back to the bullpen. They didn't do either of them.
I think it showed that they're not going to put Painter in the bullpen. That's what it showed.
Mm.
Well,
since they brought up Trevino and they brought up Joe. Oh my gosh, I forget his name.
Exactly, Joe. Who?
Daniel Robert.
Yeah, but Ben, I go back more to, look, you could be right. I don't know. I just go back more to, I think, and this is just a guess, I think that they think he's not ready.
Mm. Wow, yeah. This is just brutal. It is a complete mess. So listen, I got an answer for your side topic, but real quick, I wanted to point out there, Joe. Mommy had a problem with you speaking first after you lost the race. I just want to point out to Mommy that you handed the microphone to John Fritz after he lost tennis so he could speak first. So I don't know what his bugaboo is about that, but I just wanted to put that out there.
No, I know. He says he's just always trying to stir things up. And Tom, I'll just say this about this whole overall best of five. This whole time, like, I've heard Jack and Spike multiple times use the word bit. It's a radio bit. Like, it's a little thing. It's a little radio thing. Like, this is, I'm dead serious about this.
I'm well aware.
Like, I set out from the very beginning to win. I've never wavered in that. I thought we'd be 2-2. I think I'll win basketball. I am laser focused to win. This is not a joke.
You're the most competitive person I've ever met in my life.
So you haven't met Jordan, right?
Jordan?
Yeah, I'm just saying, because if you met Jordan, it'd be interesting if I'd still be that guy, because I might still be the more competitive.
I apologize to everybody for opening up that can of worms.
All right, Tom, who or what's quintessential 90s?
Well, I can't believe nobody said it yet. Love it or hate it, the biggest stamp of the 90s to me would be grunge music.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Huge.
Massive.
Yeah. Hey, so Ben, I was hearing this morning John Johnson talking about the runners in scoring position malady that we faced in this last series, and the numbers were disgusting. And I was, you know, it was early. I don't remember exactly what they were, but it was something like 3-for-22 for us and like 21-of-37 for the Mets in this series. Yeah. We hear about this all the time, the runners in scoring position thing. As a baseball player, like, I've never done this. I have no idea what this is like. But to me, it feels like you should feel additional, you know, hey, my team needs me now. And what is the deal with the runners in scoring position problem that we seem to have? I know a lot of times it goes along with, hey, if you win, you did well when you had runners in scoring position. A lot of times, but really, like, what do you need inside of you to make this better?
I think the question
is it
happenstance, or is there a specific skills and mindset that make you better at it than others, and can the Phillies get there?
It's more happenstance, but it's also approach. And that last homestand here, especially against the Mariners, the approach.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It was what I saw that was why they were succeeding. And the approach that I saw in New York, listen, the Mets know how to pitch the Phillies. And I think it's in the Phillies' heads.
Wow.
They were 1-for-9, 2-for-10, and 0-for-3, I think is what they were with runners in scoring position in the three games. So this is something that it is happenstance, but you're right. If they win, typically their runners in scoring position is good.
Yeah.
It's mostly happenstance. They're sixth in the league in OPS with runners in scoring position. They're eighth in the league in average with runners in scoring position. They're not as bad as it feels in the moment. Yeah. Just statistically speaking.
The one thing I'll say, James, you know, I've said this many times this year. When I hear the Phillies are eighth in something, that tells me they're average for good teams.
Well, they're sixth in OPS. So
no, that's pretty darn good. But you understand what I'm saying?
I agree.
I never judge the Phillies against the bad teams.
To your point, the five teams in front of them are all playoff teams.
Yeah. I mean, the bottom line is there's 12 teams that will make the playoffs. There's about 16 teams that have a shot to make the playoffs. If you're eight, you're in the middle of those 16 teams. That's kind of the way I view this whole thing. 215-592-9494. All right, some audio from the afternoon show yesterday because they're having some fun at my expense as it relates to the race that happened 2 days ago. Ben, you were there. It was ugly. I mean, it just was.
It was not pretty.
And Devin, you've seen the video. I mean, that was.
Oh, I have. It is. It's a funny video. Yeah, it's an entertaining video.
Funny how
the way it's
funny
the,
like when I'm
amuse you.
The way it's cut though, because Joe, like Jack loses you pretty early on.
It really does.
It looks like Jack is running for like 26 miles because it's just him and whoever edited it. It just keeps cutting to different points. Like you can't tell where it starts and ends.
It looks like Forrest Gump.
Yeah, like he's just like the sources say cut. Jack is still running out there.
Well, it's here's my question. We're secretariat so far in front of the next.
Here's my question for the panel because Ben Davis thinks that Zoe would. So Zoe was running around the track prior.
Yep.
Ben Davis is very confident that Zoe would have beaten you around the track, and I think she might have, dude.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I think you can walk.
Yeah.
You know your official time. Yeah. Did you get your official time?
Yeah, my time was about 1:30. What was it, John?
1:34.
Now I could have been faster, Devin. I mean, obviously, I could have gone faster at the end. There was no reason. Look, it didn't work out.
Is there a penalty for doing a walkable time?
I don't think so.
I never walked
for the 400.
I never walked. But anyway, all right. Listen to something Jack said yesterday. He's doing his top five at five, and you know, ha ha, hammer's a bum. All right, here's Jack's top five at five. Here's how it started.
Time for the five rejected WIP radiothon items. Starting at number five.
WIP?
Yes, WIP only. Of course. Yes. Of course. And this is for 75 and above. You got to be 75 plus years old.
Okay.
You can race Joe to camera in the 400 meter.
Knew that was coming.
And maybe it'll be a little closer.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of good 75-year-old runners. I think you might need
smoke Joe to camera.
Yeah, you might need to push it to 85.
Yeah.
You know? Or set a weight, maybe get the weight way up there or something.
Right.
Yeah.
And again, the video came out today.
Yes.
And this is me being honest.
Yeah.
I'm not fast.
No.
At all. Yeah.
You never said you were fast, yeah.
No. And it wasn't close.
No.
Shows you how slow Joe DiCamera is.
Yeah. Well, you can't even see him in the video. When you see Jack, you don't see Joe. And there were people that were, when I sent the video out, people said, oh, I didn't think that Joe actually ran like the way that you described it, crotch first.
Oh, yeah.
He does. He's a groinsman. The groin is out front.
Again, if it was a photo finish, he might have had a chance.
Yep.
Now, that end, I actually appreciate. If you catch my drift. Yeah. But anyway, I'll be the butt of the joke.
All right, dirty dog. Horny hammer coming
out. He's the one that said it. I mean, it's not horny hammer. That's anatomy hammer. All right, 215-592-9494. Some stuff related to basketball. I'm going to tell you in just the next couple of minutes. Let me tell you some stuff related to Eagles Radiothon, which is going on right now on the website eaglesradiothon.com, where you can bid. If you're driving in your car right now, obviously not advisable to scan a website while you're driving, but when you get into work or wherever you're going, check out the website today while you can, eaglesradiothon.com. You have till 5 o'clock tonight to get the to be the highest bidder and to get some of these great items. So for instance, some of the main ones. The Super Bowl experience. This means two tickets to Super Bowl 60, hotel accommodations, and airfare. I mean, all amazing things. $26,000 for two Super Bowl tickets in that whole package. Almost double that. And Ben, we were talking about this yesterday when you weren't in. Would you rather have the two Super Bowl tickets and the airfare in the hotel or Goff with Saquon and Jason Kelce together at Trout National? And then the next morning when you wake up there, then you Goff with Brian Westbrook.
That's a no-brainer.
That one?
Goff.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
I mean, that's big time.
I mean, just to play with Saquon and Jason is one thing, but to play at Trout National?
Right.
That place is ridiculous.
I know. I know.
Like I
and then B. West the next morning is like the dessert.
Yes.
So, by the way, this
I don't even play golf, and I would bid on that one, you know?
Well, you know what you could do if you really wanted to be a horse's hiney? Have the worst round of all time.
Oh, and take your time.
Shoot 777.
Yeah. That's a good call,
continue
Jeff.
The round. Hey,
right, hey, hour golf
hey Saquon. Hey, Jason. Yeah. You ain't going anywhere, buddy.
Yeah.
Trap.
I'm still in the sand, guys. I'm still in the sand. Anyway, that one's it.
Can't get out.
Hey, by the way, Saquon, tell me about this season. I'm going to take another shot. Just keep talking to him. All right, the Saquon, Kelce, Brian Westbrook, Trout National thing is at $47,750, which is an awesome job by whoever that gentleman or lady is to put that bid in. But there's still, time for you. You got till 5 o'clock today. Those two items and others. By the way, later in the program, we're going to talk to Zach Bond, Cooper DeJean, Devontae Smith, and Howie Roseman, all about the items they have. There's lunch with Nick Sirianni, and this involves playing some games with Nick Sirianni. $4,100. Yeah, horse.
Horse.
Shoot some hoops.
And rock, paper, scissors.
Love it. $4,100 for that. Now, one update on the afternoon show's quest, because, they want to, raise, well, not about raise, they do want to raise more money, but ultimately they just want to feel better about themselves if their bid is higher than the bid related to our show for people to have the broadcast, out in a home or a business. We're still in the lead at 2,500, but John, they've closed the gap, 2,250.
Jeez.
They're only 250 behind us, so get bidding, ladies and gentlemen. Really some great items. I mean, we can't read them all to you. There's I don't know, 60 items or so. But just great stuff. Autograph stuff, game day stuff. Just unbelievable. Eagles
like
Radio Thon.
The axe throwing one. Cool.
Looks like
with those three behemoths,
the O line guys.
I mean, that would be awesome.
Yeah, it's really good. So check out EaglesRadioThon.com. Let's go to Eagles Shirley right now. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning, family. How you all doing out there today?
Awesome.
Hey, Ben.
Yes, Shirley.
Listen, I'm listening to y'all and I'm cracking up laughing because the vibe, the sports between you two y'all show and the afternoon show is, I love it. I just love it. I know y'all family and y'all doing this bit with each other.
Not a bit. So not a bit up. For me, Shirley. For me, listen, for me, it's life and death. I got to win. Well, it's not life and death, but I'll say this. I thought I was a better athlete from the start. I still think it, and I expect to win. There's nothing jokey about it for me. Like, I'll enjoy the banter. Don't get me wrong. That's fun. But, like, right. I'm here to win. Period.
Okay. I like that attitude.
Were you there to win the 400?
No. I was there to try my best in the 400, knowing I would likely lose.
Was that your best?
Well, I could have done more if it was closer. There was no reason. I mean, there was just no reason. I did my best given the game plan, which was to run right. about 80% in the beginning, sense where he's at, pick it up as you go. Like
80%?
You're supposed to do like 80 to 90%. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's what they say. Like, if you go 100%, apparently you're not going to get all the way around at 100%.
Right.
So you want to like ease into it a little bit.
I ran track.
It's pathetic.
William Penn.
I'm sorry, Shirley, go ahead.
At William Penn. Yep. I'm sorry. I ran track at William Penn, and I was going to call and give you some advice because the William Penn girls, you know, in my era, like, we was unbeatable.
That's awesome.
What
was your best event, Shirley?
So I was a sprinter.
Wow.
I was a sprinter.
So you did the 400 a lot.
I did the 400. I did the 100. I was a hurdler. Listen, I could have actually got a scholarship.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
But Shirley, what 2 days ago proved was no advice was going to make any difference. I mean, I had no shot. Honestly, I didn't have a shot.
Now you have to be diligent in your practice. You have to.
Awesome.
I was. It wasn't going to make a difference. All right, Shirley, give me something quintessential 90s.
So wait a minute. I came here the other day and dropped off my book.
Oh.
I dropped off my book. My book dropped on August the 22nd. Football 101, do's and don'ts for the ladies. They can get it at Amazon. It's not about X's and O's at all, but it's about, you know, it's almost like an etiquette of what you should know before, during, and after the game.
Well, congratulations. That's fantastic.
That's great.
That's awesome.
I dropped it off with Ava, and I have a regular one just for all the different shows. You know, it's just, what's the name? The guy Vic from KYW. He was kind enough to pick it up from Dave Uram.
Good.
He's about to interview me, so I made sure I got, you know, you all a copy.
Well, that's great. Thank you. I have not been handed it yet around here, but I'll look for it. And I'm glad you wrote it, and congratulations.
Thank you. And I want to say real quick about the Phillies. Just real quick before I give you my
sure.
I can't believe I have my answer. Now, baseball, I love baseball, ride or die. And I think this was a wake-up call, because now the Mets is in their head. I need them to make sure that when they play the Atlanta Braves next, they need to come all out. Bring it all out. Play that small ball. And when we on that base, when men are on base, you got to figure out a way, Manager Thompson, to get these guys home. None of that, everybody going for the fist. Try to play small ball. Try to play smart ball and not hard ball.
I'll be honest with you, Shirley. I think they do that more than you think. I think they're just not that great as hitters. I mean that. Like,
okay.
A guy like Castellanos, it's not about small ball or big ball. He's just not that good. I mean, he's just, James, you said yesterday he's got the fifth worst WAR in baseball?
He's one of the 9 worst WARs in baseball. I haven't checked recently. I checked like a week ago in terms of just players who are qualified for WAR. I believe he was 6th at the time, but he was one of the, there are only 9 players of a negative WAR in baseball this year who have played enough to be qualified.
And he's one of them?
And he's one of them.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, Shirley, it's just, he's not good. That's the way I say it. All right, Shirley, quintessential 90s, who or what? What do you got?
You know what? I'm a movie buff. How many of y'all went to Blockbusters to go rent a movie?
Oh, man. What an answer.
That's a big answer right
big
there.
Big answer.
That's wonderful.
Be kind, rewind.
Blockbuster. My only issue with Blockbuster, Ben, do you ever have this where you, because this would irritate me. If you didn't know what you were looking for on the way in, you could lose 30 to 40 minutes.
That was the fun of it.
Yeah,
that was the
whole sometimes
point.
It got too much.
And then I could have spent the whole night there for all I was concerned. Walking around the aisles.
I had to
looking
come home
the little
and listen to Harry and Richie
and
do a Phillies game. Too much time.
The new releases. That's
what if you don't know what you want? You go in there, you waste 30 minutes, and then you find it, and it's rented. And then
because
you got to start all over.
Yeah.
Well, remember when you used to stand by the return things?
Yep.
Remember, did you guys ever stand by the return bucket and wait for it? Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, had to.
That's great. 94 WIP, great answer. 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake studio. Let's remind
Shirley
you that
could probably beat you in the 400.
She may, maybe. I mean, we've established 85-year-olds can and apparently 6 and under can. So is that what your daughter is?
Yeah, it's always 6, yeah. Well,
Twitter poll question.
What did she run?
She didn't time it. No. She, yeah. But you just saw, she looked faster running around the track.
Yeah. Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.